You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. You give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen. Hey, everybody. Well, we're back to breakfast in this edition of Quick Fix. You could probably count the quintessential breakfast dishes in America on one hand. I'm thinking bacon and eggs, some sort of a hash, waffles, French toast, and of course, pancakes. And whether you call them pancakes or griddle cakes, flapjacks, batter cakes, Johnny cakes, hotcakes, whatever, I think we can all agree on one thing, and that's they're delicious. Now, most of us who've made pancakes at home have probably used a pre-made mix, like a Krusty's or an Aunt Jemima mix that come in a box or a bag. And you know me, I'm not against that at all. If that's getting you in the kitchen and making breakfast for the family, I think that's all right. But you can make pancakes from scratch very easily, and you don't have to worry about having the mix on hand. And the particular pancake recipe I'm using today has eggs in it as well, so you get an even richer cake than the stuff that comes out of the box. Now, one other thing to note is that these are buttermilk pancakes, and buttermilk adds an acid component that's going to react with the baking powder and baking soda in your batter, and it's going to give your cakes a little extra fluffiness. Now, you don't need to run out and buy a carton of buttermilk. You can make it easily at home from stuff you've already got on hand. All you need is regular milk, whether it's low-fat or whole milk, and some sort of an acid like white vinegar or lemon juice. If you mix 1 cup of milk with 1 tablespoon of, say, white vinegar, stir that up and let it sit for about 10 minutes, you've basically got buttermilk. Now, your milk is going to thicken up a little bit, and it might even start to curdle a little bit, but that's okay. You're not going to taste the vinegar or the lemon juice in the final pancake. So here's what you need for tools. You're going to need a bowl and a whisk, and either a nonstick griddle or a nonstick skillet that you're going to want to preheat to medium heat. Now, for your dry ingredients, you're going to take 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar, and 1 teaspoon of salt. You're going to put all that into the mixing bowl and whisk it together until it's combined, and then you're going to take your wet ingredients, which would be 2 eggs that you've beaten, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter that you've melted, and about 2.5 cups of buttermilk, and you're going to combine that with your dry ingredients and whisk into your pancake batter. Now, I like my batter to be not runny and a little bit thicker, so depending on how you like to make pancakes as you experiment, you're going to want to maybe add either a little bit more milk or a little bit less milk to get that right consistency. And if you make your batter too runny for your taste, it's okay. You can throw a couple of tablespoons of flour back in and mix it in until you kind of balance it out and get that thickness that you want. And when you make up your pancake batter, when you're whisking it together, don't overmix it. It's absolutely okay to have a few lumps. In fact, it's preferable to have a few lumps in your pancake batter. Now all you need to do is ladle your pancake batter about 1/2 cup at a time onto your hot griddle or nonstick skillet, and you're ready to go. You let your pancake cook for about 2 minutes on one side, and you'll know it's ready to flip when you see bubbles coming to the top of the batter, and when they start to pop, you're going to want to flip your pancake and cook it for about another 30 seconds to a minute on the other side. If you need to cook up a large batch of pancakes before you serve them, you can keep them warm on an oven-safe dish in the oven at about 175 degrees. Now, if you want to get extra daring and add some berries or, say, macadamia nuts to your pancakes, you'll just want to sprinkle those into your cakes after you've ladled the batter into your skillet or your griddle. Just before you're ready to flip, go ahead and sprinkle some on the pancake and then flip the pancake over and cook as normal. And there you go. You've got a pile of hot, buttery buttermilk pancakes that you and your family can enjoy for breakfast. Well, I hope you enjoyed that Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. It seems almost crazy that I could explain how to make pancakes in less than 5 minutes, but that's really because they're quite simple to make. There's not that much to them. For the complete show notes and recipe and some photos for the pancakes, you can head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/21, and I will have everything you need there to make these pancakes. Well, I hope you tune in next time for another full episode next week of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Until then, if you'd like to get in touch with me, I'm Roger, and you can find me at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast or on Twitter at @TKCPodcast or Facebook at facebook.com/kitchencounterpodcast. Until next time, happy cooking.